USA News. I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is heading to Poland this week.
Biden will arrive in Warsaw on Tuesday, where he's expected to speak about the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Before delivering those remarks, however, the president is set to meet with Poland's president. Biden expected to discuss how the United States will continue to rally international support for Ukraine to defend itself against Russia. National Security Advisor John Kirby on Fox News Sunday.
As the president has said, we're going to support Ukraine for as long as it takes, and he means that, as long as it takes.
Wednesday, the president will meet with the 9 NATO members that make up the alliance's eastern flank. I'm John Schaefer.
Former President Jimmy Carter is receiving hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia. The nation's oldest living president is foregoing medical treatment after a series of recent hospital stays. The Carter Center in Atlanta announced Saturday the 39th president has decided to spend his remaining time surrounded by family. Jimmy Carter is 98. Nikki Haley, the former South Carolina governor, dodged questions about her opponent, Donald Trump, on Fox News Sunday, saying it's amazing the media wants to talk about that so much. Haley added her focus is helping Americans that are struggling.
I think we need new energy going in. I think we need to leave the status quo of the past and start looking ahead, and that's what I'm going to do. And my focus is on American families, how they're struggling, and what we're going to do to make sure that we get this country back.
Nikki Haley says she isn't focused on former President Trump heading into the 2024 presidential election. A suspect is reportedly in custody in the shooting death of a Temple University police officer. The officer was shot Saturday night while trying to stop a carjacking at a school's campus in North Philadelphia. Temple Chief of Police Dr. Jennifer Griffith says this marks the first time a school officer has been killed in the line of duty. The 72nd NBA All-Star Game is tonight at 8:30 Eastern Time. This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
Well, we're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Political consultant with ties to former President Donald Trump will lead Florida's Republican Party going into the 2024 presidential election. State GOP officials say Christian Ziegler was elected yesterday to chair the Republican Party of Florida. The news reportedly comes as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis appears poised to throw his political hat into the presidential ring. Critics fear Ziegler may favor Trump over DeSantis. A bishop in the Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles is dead.
We do not believe there's any kind of threat to the public. We're very early in the investigation right now.
69-year-old David O'Connell was found dead shot in the torso in a home in Hacienda Heights. People who knew O'Connell.
He loved his parishioners. He loved us. We felt his protection. Wherever he would go, we would be there.
O'Connell had served as a priest and later bishop in Los Angeles for the past 45 years. Authorities say O'Connell's death is considered suspicious. This comes after two Orthodox Jewish men were shot earlier this week in Los Angeles. The husband of country singer Kelly Pickler is dead from an apparent suicide. The Nashville Police Department confirmed Pickler's husband, 49-year-old Kyle Jacobs, shot himself in their home on Friday. Pickler and Jacobs were married in 2011, starred on I Love Kelly Pickler for 3 seasons, while Jacobs worked as a songwriter with credits tied to Tim McGraw, Kelly Clarkson, Darius Rucker, Garth Brooks, and many more. Dave Collins, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.